Across the country, fourth-year medical students are preparing to graduate and start their residencies in July. It's been a long journey, especially for some Black students who can face everything from microaggressions to overt racism. As Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousri reports, some say mentorship by Black doctors can make all the difference.
Jamal Hill, a Black fourth-year medical student at Indiana University, is gathering with a dozen family members in a community hall in Indianapolis. Holding hands, they stand in a circle as his mom leads a prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this.
Hill just landed his dream job, a residency in physical medicine and rehab at the University of Kentucky. But the journey has been a rough one. Like many Black students, Hill didn't have many role models. In fact, only 5% of doctors in the U.S. are Black. Hill says when he was trying to get into the university, he reached out to two Black employees in the admissions office, who then connected him to mentors.
I think when you come from a sort of disenfranchised background, it is difficult to sort of build these professional networks.
Networks that helped Hill navigate the intense pressures of medical school. Hill says that in many lecture halls, he felt isolated, and early on realized that being a Black medical student comes with its own set of challenges.
I've had patients tell nurses that like, they don't want Black physicians, and so like we're in the 2020s, and you would think that like that doesn't happen, but it very much so does.
Once again, mentorship came through to support him. One of his mentors was Antoine Haywood.
The first thing that people notice is the spelling of my name. It's misspelled. It comes down to the fact that I grew up with a mother who was an immigrant and had a sixth grade education.
Haywood teaches radiation oncology and is an assistant dean of students at Indiana University. He gets what Black students like Hill go through because he, too, used to feel like an outsider. In fact, it wasn't until his mentor asked him when he was getting his PhD that he felt like he belonged.
I was like, really? Why would I get a PhD? It just didn't seem attainable to me or a possibility. But having someone there to offer guidance and support and reassurance, even when things weren't going as expected, made all the difference for me.
So he made it a point to pay that forward by helping other Black medical students. Brittany James is a doctor practicing family medicine in Chicago, and she vividly recalls the pictures plastered on the walls when she was a medical student at the University of Michigan.
And it was all white men, then Ben Carson, and then white men, white men, white men. It's just like every day you're like, I don't belong here.
It took a toll on her, and she left medical school for a while to seek therapy. Then she started surrounding herself with mentors and colleagues to support her.
That's the thing that made the difference. And so when I came back, it was kind of like rest is history. You know, I did well.
Back in the community hall in Indianapolis, as match day celebrations continue, Jamal Hill's 7-year-old nephew, Kinsley, says he's proud of his uncle and has a dream himself.
I've been thinking to be a scientist when I grow up or something.
And it's responses like this that point to some of the benefits of mentoring Black medical students and doctors as they navigate through a medical field that's not always welcoming. For NPR News, I'm Farah Yousri.